Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's Woo! Up? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Now, we got a familiar face back in the place. Filling in once again for Portia Williams, we got comedian Lace Larrabee.
Hey!
Lace!
So excited.
Yeah, we're excited too. And it's hump day. No one's gonna get pregnant. We're gonna hump you into a great show. Now, if you want beef, we got it. We got Kim Cattrall versus Sarah Jessica Parker. We got Jim Carrey versus Tommy Lee Jones. And Wendy's versus Wingstop. And you know what else we got?
What?
The LA crew, Heidi and Frank, are in the building.
That's right.
Now, Frank, what's this beef between Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones about?
Yes, Jim Carrey revealed that when he worked with Tommy Lee Jones on the set of Batman Forever back in 1995, that Tommy Lee basically despised him. They had an incident that happened at a restaurant right before they shot their biggest scene, and he talked about it on the Norm Macdonald podcast, Norm Macdonald Live.
And the blood just drained from his face, and he started shaking, and he got up and he went like this. He must have been in mid-kill me fantasy or something like that. He was like, like this, and he went like to hug me, and he said, "I hate you. I really don't like you," like that. And I said, "Gee, man, what's the problem?" Like that. And I pulled up a chair, which probably wasn't smart. And he said, "I cannot sanction your buffoonery."
I've got a new term for working with Frank Kramer every day. I cannot sanction your buffoonery. I love that. That's amazing.
Are you saying I'm the biggest buffoon on Dish Nation?
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I would say that goes to Brett.
What?
Whoa. Oh. Didn't see that.
Break down. Somebody break down what a buffoon is. Somebody break down what buffoonery is so I know if I got
saying you're a crazy Negro.
Is that what he's saying? Oh, you said God. I'm a crazy Negro, Frank?
No, no. Of all the people on the show, you probably are the most stable. I said that just to be a buffoon myself.
Well, speaking of Batman, Mr. Freeze himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger, just celebrated his son Joseph Banya's 20th birthday.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
His identity. He took him to the gym. He posted this picture of them working out together, and he wrote, "Happy birthday, Joseph. You're a fantastic son and a great training partner. You get stronger and smarter every year, and I'm so proud of you. I love you."
You know, I'm sick of him with that child.
Why?
When I think of him, I think about poor Maria and Patrick, his other son.
Maria's anything but poor. Kids.
But he always being seen with this one here, not with his doggone biological.
But this is his biological son, Gary.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, Heidi, you know, honey, he was a side child.
Well, his mother is there at the gym. She's wiping down the machines after they get done with it.
Oh, my God. You're a buffoon. Oh.
Hey, Frank, I am not here for your buffoonery.
Right?
Yes.
She cannot sanction it.
I'm only talking to you, Heidi.
Thank you,
okay,
Brad. I'm
Heidi,
here for you.
Heidi, L.A., and the rest of my Dish Nation crew in Atlanta, and the rest of the Dish Nation family, Gucci Man and his fiancée, Keisha, are getting married in a couple of weeks, and Keisha recently revealed the moment she fell in love with Gucci. She said, "I fell in love with Gucci when I bathed him."
Oh, yeah.
"I put him in a shower and just bathed him. I just did things to him, and he looked at me and said, 'Wow, no one has ever bathed me.'"
That's how you get him. I will say, now this has been quite a few years ago, but my very, very first boyfriend who I, you know, gave my flower to,
gave
let's
your
say.
To, yeah.
Cactus.
After.
Craig, you are
what a buffoon.
Today.
I do not sanction. I do not sanction. But I remember the first time that he said that I'm falling in love with you is because after we had,
after he deflowered
right,
you.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. I got up and got a warm washcloth and, cleansed.
And wiped them down.
I wiped the cleansed, not myself. Champion. And he was like, oh, my God, I love you. So I think that works.
Yeah, but I just don't like the way that's said, though, honey.
Why?
Look, she said, baby, she fell in love with Gucci when she bathed him. She said, I put his funk ass in the shower and just bathed him. That's what I feel she said, honey.
Yeah, I don't think that was an act of love. I think he needed a bath.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
That's what I'm looking at, Lacey.
I think
that's how I'm reading it,
like she threw him in there?
No.
Yeah, yeah. He thought that was such a sweet thing. Yeah.
Well, this is going to delight everybody. Slovakian runner Josef Urban just ran the 26-mile race. It was called the Košice Peace Marathon in Slovakia and made his personal best time. But that's not the best part of the story. The best part of the story, well, take a look.
That's probably what made him run faster. He was like, oh, my God, I got to get out of here.
And it looks like he got more shaved off than 27 seconds.
Yes, he's very smooth.
I was going to say he was prepared. He had some wind resistance.
That was his propeller. That made him go faster. He's propelling himself.
That's not what I was looking for at first because I couldn't find anything.
It was giving him that pendulum effect. It was like throwing him like...
At one point, he reached out and grabbed a cup of water.
As he was going down that line, baby, he was playing Diana Ross. I'm coming out here.
That's I'm coming!
He should have ran the last 50 yards with his hands behind his head. Oh, yeah.
I love it,
honey. I told you it would delight you.
Oh, God. Y'all, he looked like he was having a ball, though. Oh,
bye for now. But we're going to be back a little later in the show. I can't do this, but I'm going to tell you why Kate Winslet never dated Leo DiCaprio. Oh, my God.
All right, we're moving on. The juice is loose. O.J. Simpson is out and about. He was spotted at his temporary Las Vegas residence with his daughter, Arnell, and it looks like she's teaching him about that iPhone life.
Oh, that's what's up.
Now, O.J. was sent to jail right after the first iPhone was released, so that's how long he's been locked up. He should start off with just the iPhone 1 and then work his way up.
Oh, look, they still making it?
I mean, you go to a pawn shop.
You don't want to do that. $25. That make you look like you ain't up on what's going on. Like you behind the times. He already missed out on all
this. Look
at
his shoes. Does he look like he's up on what's going on?
I need some people to help him. That's why we're here, Crack. We're here to help him. OJ, change your shoes, dude. Okay, get the newest iPhone. You want to be up on the latest things. Yes, join Instagram. Block your comments. We're going to give you a lesson on what you need to do. You dig? Stay away from murderers and killers. Stay away from knives and guns, okay?
Oh, now, but, you know, you the Jordan plug. Like, would you, you know, like make a phone call and get some Jordan sent to OJ?
I totally would. If I had his address, I'd get him shipped right now.
OJ, hit us in the DM.
He probably wants something with the classic Reeboks with a comfortable, you know, like really bendable. He probably don't want no basketball shoes.
You got a Dr. Scholl's connect?
And that's what I'm talking about. All right, moving on. For those of you that don't know by now, there will be no Sex in the City 3.
What?
What?
No.
Apparently, the script was written and everything was ready to go, but reports say that there was one holdout, Kim Cattrall.
Yeah.
Really?
Ms. Cattrall?
Yes, she was reportedly being a diva and too demanding, so the whole thing just got called off.
Hmm.
Well, y'all, old Kim is fired back. She says she's always said she never wanted to do a third film, and in an interview with Piers Morgan, she said, "It's quite extraordinary to get any kind of negative press about something that I've been saying for almost a year of no to, that I'm demanding or a diva." And this is really where I take to task the people from Sex and the City, specifically Sarah Jessica Parker, in that I think she could have been nicer. I really think she could have been nicer.
Mm-hmm.
She also said she wants them to make the movie and suggest that they should get another actress to play Samantha, perhaps an African-American Samantha or a Hispanic Samantha.
Oh. So was she like a racial reassignment?
We need to throw Regina Hall in that thing.
Yeah, or Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot, you know, Who? One, two, three.
Tiffany Haddish. That's what I was going to say.
So dope. Yeah,
she would be funny. Yes.
I knew that's what you were going to say. I was like, oh.
Grapefruit right now.
Yeah. Get her on.
There you go. Fixed it for you.
Fixed.
Hollywood Yours 10%.
Let me get my five.
Coming up, there's another actress that could have been the new floaters but turned down Donald Trump. We'll tell you who next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Yay!
Yeah, man. A number of celebrities have come forward with stories of Donald Trump's awkward attempts to date them in the past, honey. And now we can add Brooke Shields to that list.
Brooke Shields?
Brooke Shields.
Lula Glue?
Well, y'all, Brooke visited Watch What Happens Live and played a game identifying people that she's taken photos with in the past. But when Donald Trump popped up, in the words of Gary, baby, it seemed to bring back some bad memories. Oh. Check it out.
Did he hit on you?
No. But yeah, but he did ask me out later.
Okay.
He called me. I was on location doing a movie, and he called me right after he'd gotten a divorce and said, I really think we should date because you're America's sweetheart and I'm America's richest man, and the people would love it.
Well, I mean, we are kind of like speechless in here.
Yeah,
like,
I was just gonna say, at this point, nothing he says is a surprise
at all.
I could see him saying that.
Brooke says she told Trump that she has a boyfriend who would not be happy about the situation.
But I wonder how many times Trump has been rejected by like random Hollywood chicks, because like there's so many people who are coming forward to talk about the time that Trump hit on him.
Well, you know what? He was probably denied by so many celebrities, and that's why he had to go and buy the Miss USA pageant.
Bam.
So he could have access to more beautiful women who didn't have anything to lose. Then he could hit on them all because they all thought he'd be in some Hugh Hefner situation.
Yep.
Especially them foreign girls. Madre, I met an orange man. Mm-hmm. Hair like cotton candy. All right, now Kim Zolciak. She has the secret to a great marriage.
Really?
Yup. Oh. Her and her husband, Croy Bierman, are going on 6 years strong. And when asked what keeps their marriage rocking, you know what she said?
What?
Some nasty sex.
Sex.
Not surprised.
Now, Kim says she has no problem in the sex department. She admitted that she's not so good at the second thing needed to keep the marriage strong.
What's the second thing?
Communication.
Oh. That's actually the first thing. Sorry.
Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah.
But then sometimes
sex only gets you so far.
But you could tell she has a lot of sex. She had babies back to back, like three or four of them back to back.
It's like he couldn't wait for the sunroof to open and get right back in there.
All right, Christian Louboutin may not know much about Cardi B, honey, or about who Cardi B is, but he appreciates her shout-out.
Aww.
Yes, honey, appreciate that girl's shout-out. Now, Cardi B has made her love for Louboutin's shoes very clear in her song, Bodak Yellow. According to her stylist, she owns over 90 pair of the Louboutins, and 90 pair. Oh, my God. But, honey, when Christian Louboutin was asked if the love was mutual, he wasn't quite sure, honey, who she was. He wasn't quite sure who she was, honey. He said, she's the heart like dot. The heart like dot. She's a rapper. She's a rapper.
Is that your Louis Vuitton accent?
She's a rapper.
Yellow song.
Louboutin admitted, y'all, that he doesn't know much more about her then, but he did say, honey, he'd like to meet her because her background as a stripper reminds him of his early days. He said, quote, you know why? It comes back to some of my origins. The first shoes I ever designed were for showgirls. People on stage, showgirls have a kind of attitude. They're driving forces.
Is Christy Louboutin like French Asian?
Yeah, she's there.
All right, right, coming up next, you never guessed this cute little redhead held so much anger inside. After the break, we'll tell you who she got in a beef with.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey.
Well, Donald Trump finally made it down to Puerto Rico yesterday to help with the hurricane relief after receiving a lot of criticism for not going sooner. First, he told them that Puerto Rico had really thrown his administration's budget a little out of whack, but it was okay, and then he went to church to help give out supplies. Compassionate. Oh my God.
So did he win a prize?
Because he was
shooting like he was at Dave and Buster's trying to win that basketball game. That form was everything.
I can't.
That is a damn mess. Damn people looking like this man is treating people like some third class citizens. You throwing paper towels up when they need help, and then honey, the people.
He's throwing it past them.
Clean up your hurricane with these Trump towels.
Get to work.
It's ridiculous.
I'm just surprised those towels didn't have like a gold inlay T on them for Trump.
Right.
Branding at all times.
Yeah.
Trump towels from Trump.
And then
power.
As they walked out with them, they were given an invoice for how much.
Okay.
It was
hello. Can you imagine that was canned goods?
Oh my God.
Did you see the lady with the rice?
She put that sugar right down in her bag.
She sure did. She said, I can get them damn paper towels.
Right.
Well, moving on, we've done stories in the past about how Wendy's Twitter game is historically strong, especially for a fast food chain. Now, Wingstop is stepping up, and they went after Wendy's in a big Twitter fight that transformed into an epic rap battle. Now, I think in order to do this properly, somebody has to pick a side. I'm really going to say that I feel like Wendy's got the better half of this one. So, Brad, I'll tell you what. You be Wendy's. I'll be Wingstop. And we'll do a dramatic reading of both of these rap lines. Are you ready?
Serious?
Oh, let's get it. GameStop, Wingstop. Cop the new game for the Xbox. Saucing and tossing our wings in a pot. We got that original hot.
Sit down. Be humble.
Been there, done that. Bring something fresh. Never frozen.
Fresh, never frozen since 69. Trying to cop that mixtape? Better go get in line. Grab a couple wings. Now you're trying to fly. But nothing gets them dipping like a Frosty and a fry.
A Frosty and a fry? Girl, bye. Wingstop flavor bringing all the cravers. They eat us now and save you for later.
Wings flying high, but it's time to run because we're serving up bars on a warm toasted bun. We keep it spicy with our chicken, our flow, and memes. So it's nighty night now. Brush your teeth, sweet dreams.
Ooh.
Who is writing these lyrics?
Ooh. Based on the delivery, I'm going to say Wendy's had Carl from Compton and Wingstop had Nick from accounting. All right, so are you mad that Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio never dated in real life? Well, if you are, it might be time to get over it. But if you still need some closure, Kate reveals why it never happened. Coming up after the break. Stay tuned.
Dish Nation. Well, tomorrow on the show, Kate Winslet is going to be talking with us, so obviously you're not going to want to miss that. But in the meantime, Kate Winslet has opened up about how she and Leo DiCaprio have kept it in the friend zone all of these years.
Luckily, and this is the fortunate thing, we never fancied each other.
Right.
I know, so I know that's really annoying to hear. I'm sorry. But we really never did, and so it did mean that we were just able to have this, you know...
Pals.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I don't believe that for a second.
In real life, maybe you can't do that. Maybe you can't have sex in real life with somebody you had sex with on screen. I don't know.
Yes, you can.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie did it.
Somebody that you work together, you know, for a very long, extended period of time. You become close, and then you probably have a few too many drinks. And I wouldn't say me and Heidi are in the friend zone, but I'd say
say anything's long and extended either.
I'd say we're in the war zone. I jumped on that grenade a time or two. Boom.
I must have been drunk because I have no memory of
that. We went skinny dipping together.
That I do bits and pieces remember. We got real, real drunk. Had somebody drive us, you know, as you should. And I remember the limo driver sitting in a lawn chair by the pool while Frank and I skinny dipped together. And then Frank, being drunk, he broke a beer bottle.
But the point is,
swinging.
What a limo driver, huh? Drives us home and is also the lifeguard so we don't drown.
They
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.